Let's go!
Best quarterbacks in the NFL, sir?
Yeah.
That's an NFL expert that just said that. That's a guy who pours over the film. He knows ball, as they say.
Yeah. Yeah, he touched grass.
That's right. Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
Played for Belichick.
Belichick.
He's a Belichick guy.
The greatest of all time.
The GOAT of coaches. The GOAT coach. Coach GOAT.
Yeah, suck on that, Orlovsky. He's going to be one of the best in the league.
He didn't get broken last week.
No, he didn't get broken.
He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
And you can play him in the first couple of years, Orlovsky. So deal with that. That was Lewis Riddick.
That's incredible.
On the next Pats
podcast.
Who
was he talking about, Mahomes?
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake's match.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
Calm down.
Was that, he was talking about Mahomes or Josh Allen,
I think. It might have been Josh Allen or young Joe Montana.
That you're going to have something real, real special with him, meaning one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Couldn't pay me enough to start Drake May.
Oh, just.
We're not paying you to play Drake May. You got nothing to do with it.
That is audio eggplant emojis, is what that is. Like, wow.
That's incredible.
That's your puppet gift, Keith.
Yep, puppet gift.
I heard that and
Aisle
I said,
one.
You know what? I'm not really even Lewis Riddick's biggest fan,
no,
but
I am now.
I am now.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh.
Joining us now, Lewis Riddick. Lewis, you're welcome here anytime, sir.
How about
that? That is high praise.
Oh, it is. Let me tell you.
It's aggressive. I mean, I thought I liked Drake May. I don't like him half as much as he likes
him. Let me tell you. There's another columnist in town who's a little higher on Drake May than I would have expected. One, John Tomasi. We'll get to that coming up in a moment with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We talked a lot about the Patriots team building. Jerod Mayo.
It's going great.
You know, just on the Greg Hill show, it started on Monday morning on Patriots Monday saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to go there, even though he almost went there and dropped
the
name.
The way it looks.
The roster's crummy. Robert Kraft is still blaming Bill Belichick. Right. Curran yesterday was blaming Bill Belichick. And so we talked a lot about, you know, the roster building. And we look at Davante Adams and Amari Cooper coming to the AFC East. And it's the good juxtaposition about how they're building their team versus how you're building your team. And we asked the question, how are the Patriots going to find their guy, Keith? Jordan Reed, ESPN, came out with a mock draft today. He has the Patriots drafting second overall and taking Travis Hunter.
Ooh.
Not bad.
I love it.
He does have a note in there that he's leaning towards Travis Hunter as a corner, not a wide receiver. Ignore that.
Play both.
If you're drafting him at two, he should play both.
Take Travis Hunter and play both.
At least to start his career.
Before everybody loses their minds, yes, they still need offensive linemen. They absolutely need offensive linemen. They can take their next six picks can be offensive linemen for all I care. If Travis Hunter's there, I'm taking Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I think he's just sort of a next level elite type of player.
Reading through that mock, though, I think there's another reason to feel good about Drake May.
Yes.
And this is what we were just talking about off the air. It's worth bringing on the air. Shedeur Sanders is the number one quarterback and number one pick in that mock draft.
That's crazy to me.
Okay. The other quarterbacks, Carson Beck at Georgia, we
don't
both
care
aren't
for,
big fans of.
Even though he's going out with one of the Cavender twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Cam Ward.
You do?
I do like Cam Ward.
Yeah.
But do I want him at, like, number one or number three?
No, I don't like any of these guys. I think they're all – this is a classic case, not to do the 2025 draft preview now, but I feel like it is going to be – all these quarterbacks are going to be overdrafted because they play the position. Whereas I feel like this past year, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May were all deserving of being top three picks in the NFL draft. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, my God, there's 20 players better than them, but they just don't play quarterback, so they're all going to get overdrafted. Those guys were legitimate – top of the first round picks. Mm-hmm. This year, just from my own personal opinion, I don't really see that. I think teams will do it because they do it every year, but it also goes to show that the Patriots, and I know they've been bad for a little while now, but they were real bad at the right time. And they could have been a little bit worse, and they could have had the choice between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. It didn't work out that way. But they got Drake May in a year where I truly believe all three of those guys are going to be good NFL quarterbacks. That is certainly not always the case.
No.
You know, if they were going into it this year and we were doing the draft prep for this year, it'd be terrifying. If they picked third, and let's say Sanders and Hunter for just bleeps and giggles, they're off the board. What do you do? Then I would have been more of the mind, maybe you do trade down, or maybe you get the best tackle in the draft, or you do something like that. Because if you just stood on the board and took Quinn Ewers or Cam Ward, I would have been like, oh my God.
So let me tell you, it's another reason to feel good about Drake May.
Yeah.
I don't think the quarterback class this year is as strong. You bottomed out, I think, in the right year, where the quarterback class looks really good.
Right.
You bottomed out in the right year. Now, is Drake May greater than Jaden Daniels or greater than Caleb Williams or even greater than, Your guy,
Bo
Picks. Let's see. I mean,
tough game for him last week, though. He's going to bounce back.
Let's see. But I think you bottomed out in the right year. And I think this upcoming quarterback class is not as strong. That's another reason to feel good about it. Never mind the Patriots maybe getting Travis Hunter at number two. Never mind Drake May.
Yeah.
Potentially one of, what was it again? One of the
best quarterbacks in the NFL.
The best quarterbacks in the NFL. God.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
History. Pretty nice. I like that.
I added history, but it feels just as strong.
Well, if he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
To start.
That's the first step towards one of the greatest in NFL history.
Like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, man. Lewis, dog.
You sly dog. So I thought Tomasi had a good exercise yesterday.
All right, what's he got?
And on the surface of it, you might go, boy, that's a little crazy.
All right.
But I think when you talk it out, it makes a lot of sense. He ranks Drake May among all the AFC quarterbacks. And here's the conclusion from John Tomasi at NBC Sports Boston.
Right now, or who would you want going forward?
Who would you take as your quarterback?
Oh, who would you take?
Okay. I don't think it's necessarily to win a game. It's like you would take this guy over that guy.
2 minute drill, down by six, ball on your own 18, one timeout.
Then we're all taking Flacco. I think we all know who we're taking there. So that's not quite the exercise. It's who would you take? You'd rather have this quarterback than that quarterback.
Okay.
Yep. He goes through the exercise, and I think there's some obvious ones. Mahomes?
I would rather take Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
Even based on what Riddick just said?
Oh, no, actually.
You're taking Mahomes?
No, still Mahomes.
Okay, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Josh Allen?
He said his daughter hangs out with Taylor Swift. Patrick Mahomes said that.
Mahomes' daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what he said.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know how he got the connection there.
A little jealous. Was she babysit?
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Lamar?
Yes.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Those are all pretty easy ones, right? There's five.
But those are also the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, in my humble opinion. I don't think there's anybody in the NFC better than any of those guys. That would be the Rich Keefe top five.
Okay. So
for whatever that's worth.
Good point. The AFC is the stronger of the two conferences when it comes to quarterbacks, those might be the top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Correct.
Okay, fair. So those five are obvious. He takes Drake May over every other quarterback in the AFC.
So at first, that does sound crazy at first.
Quarterback.
So I think if you just go by division, Jones, would you rather have Drake May or Tua? I think with the injury concerns, I think I'd rather have Drake May.
I think we made this case earlier in the week just in the
Tua
division.
Tua has been productive. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from him. He was very good last year, but I would rather have Drake May. Aaron Rodgers might for the next season be better, and even that might be closer than we think, but I think right now he's better. But going forward, it's not even close. Right. He's 40 years old.
Right. Okay. Would the Jets trade Aaron Rodgers for Drake May?
I don't know. They're pretty committed right now to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, maybe that's the wrong way to ask it. But who would I rather have? I would rather have a potential 10 or 15 years with Drake May. Yeah.
So would I. Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, easy.
Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Like, they don't even know who they want.
I like Fields, but yeah, I'd take Drake May over.
Yeah, so would I. Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco?
I like Richardson. I love Flacco, but I'm taking May over both.
I'm taking May over both as well, right? Like, there's an argument to be made for both those guys. Like, Richardson hasn't shown it at all, but he was the number four pick in the draft. And then Flacco somehow is just pulling these games out of his hat. Trevor Lawrence, who might get benched.
Yeah, it might. The quarterback in Jacksonville might be Mac Jones, which we'll get to.
That's the craziest thing. But
I'm taking Drake May.
Been.
Yeah.
Will Levis?
May.
Obviously, my guy Bo Nix.
May.
I mean, May was picked up all of them, as he should have been. Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell?
May and May.
Here's the biggest one that you would have, the biggest debate on the board, and I think I would still, as of right now, I would go with Justin Herbert. I like Herbert. I think he's been dealt a tough hand. He's had two of the worst NFL head coaches back-to-back, and Anthony Lynn and Brandon Staley. He now has Jim Harbaugh.
We all think he's a good coach.
Well, I like Harbaugh, so I think this is a make or break year for him. Like, they need to be. He's always been the stats guy without the playoff appearances or playoff wins. Can he break through with Harbaugh? Even though Harbaugh's trying to do it with running and defense, he's got no receivers. His receiving core is probably equal to Drake May's receiving core. But as of right now, I'll still take Justin Herbert. But either way, that puts him seventh in the Drake May. I mean, seventh in the AFC.
One start, and he's already middle of the pack in the AFC.
Pretty good.
And you're talking about him knocking on the door of Justin Herbert.
One of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
That is a good shorthand way of saying it.
Here's the exercise.
Here's what Tomasi wrote yesterday at NBC Sports Boston. He says that leaves Justin Herbert of the LA Chargers after he goes through all the other quarterbacks.
Yep.
At some point, it would be nice to see all of that arm talent translate into more wins. That's what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
LA has made the playoffs just once with Herbert under center. He lost to Trevor Lawrence, didn't he? Didn't they blow a giant lead against Trevor Lawrence in that playoff game?
Sounds right.
I think that's what that was.
Yep.
His tools not quite yet yielding results. It's too soon to say we know definitely what Herbert is, but I, Tomasi, would roll the dice with May, who is already exhibiting leadership qualities. So we're talking about already May or Herbert. And I don't think that's crazy to talk about that. I'm with you, Keith. I would still take Herbert because he's a known commodity.
Yeah, I mean, and his number, I know it's not just about numbers, right? Like, he needs to win more games.
His numbers this year?
No, just his career.
Okay, yep.
Like, pretty great. So this is his fifth year as a starter. You know, he has 120 career touchdowns to 43 picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's pretty good.
Really good.
You know, QB rating 95.7. And again, has had bad coaching. Is that all different coordinators?
Well, I think his numbers this year, I think he has a 95 quarterback rating this year and 6 touchdowns to 1 pick. The yardage is low, but they don't ask him to throw because Harbaugh wants to run, and run some more.
That's obnoxious.
If Drake May is Justin Herbert, would you take that right now?
Yeah.
Me too.
I would, because I think that's a hit. Herbert's absolutely a hit. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he just happens to be now in a conference that just took off. Like, the conference is insane. If Justin Herbert was in the NFC, you could make an argument he's one of the 3 best quarterbacks in the conference. Just the AFC is so loaded.
Yeah.
His division has got Patrick Mahomes in it, for God's sakes. So, yeah, I think Herbert's a win. And it's a good exercise now, because if you think he has the right coach around him, which we both do in Harbaugh, if you can get him a couple of supporting pieces on offense, then at that point there'll be no excuses. I think you already know he is at least a good quarterback, and now it's a matter of, because nobody can do it by themselves, right? Like, nobody can, right? Even Patrick Mahomes.
As we said with Allen, I think there's a certain baseline with an elite quarterback.
Yes, like, of course.
He can win you 10 games every year, but is he going to go on a run by himself? No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, and clearly Herbert hasn't done
it. No, but Herbert's very good. So if Drake May is Herbert, I'll be happy.
And by the way, with Herbert, just while we're talking about, you know, elevating the players, he lost most of his weapons around him. There's no
They're
more Eckler. Mike Williams Aaron Rodgers hates him.
Keenan Allen.
In New York right now, Keenan Allen is gone. And so it is an interesting year to really watch Justin Herbert and see what he is. But I agree. If Drake May is Justin Herbert, it's a big hit, I think. 617-779-7937. We have all your phone calls there. Where does Drake May slot? In the AFC, along with some of the team building going on in Buffalo and in New York. I do want to get to the Major League Baseball playoffs, the ALCS. The Yankees are leading the ALCS 2-0.
Oh, the ALCS. ALCS.
ALCS. And no one around here cares. I don't even feel like anybody's really watching or living and dying on it, which is what we used to do.
I know. There's nothing
when
going.
When the Yankees are in the playoffs, what does that say about the state of baseball in Boston? Let's get to it next.